الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. My respected elders and dear brothers, in this majlis I have to emphasize the need for a sheikh. I would like to say that it is a divine scheme of things that perfection cannot be attained without an ustad, an expert instructor. Thus, when one is endowed with the guidance to enter into the road of Tariqat, one should search for an ustad of Tariqat so that one may reach the true goal through the medium of his graceful instructions and auspicious companionship. One shaykh says, O my heart, if you desire to undertake the sojourn, hold on to the garment of the guide. Whoever trod the path of love without companion, his life passed by without attaining love. حکیم الامت حضرت مولانا شیخ اشرف علی تھانوی رحمہ اللہ says, has anyone attained perfection by only books? It is simple to understand that one cannot become a carpenter without sitting in the company of a carpenter. One cannot become a tailor without the companionship of a tailor. One cannot become a calligrapher without the company of the calligrapher. In short, one cannot attain perfection or become an expert without the companionship of an expert. An Urdu poet has said, kitabon se, nawazon se, nazar se paida, deen hota hai buzurgon ki nazar se paida. The companionship of a pious man will induce pity in you. Similarly, the companionship of an evil man will induce evil in you. A Persian poet has said, صحبت صالح تو راہ صالح کنت، صحبت طالح تو راہ طالح کنت. اٹ مینس دی کمپینین شپ آف اے پائس پرسن ول انڈیوس پٹی ان یو، اینڈ دی کمپینین شپ آف این ایول مین ول انڈیوس ایولنیس انٹو یو. ہی ہو سرچز فار ایسوسیشن ود اللہ تعالیٰ ہیز ٹو ایکوائر دی ایسوسیشن آف دی اولیاء کرام. اے شارٹ وائل اسپینٹ ان دی کمپینین شپ آف اولیاء از نوبلر اینڈ سپیریئر اے سینچری آف ان آسٹینٹیشیس اوبیڈینس. کمپینین شپ ود دی پائس فار ایون اے مومنٹ اے سپیریئر ٹو اے سینچری آف زہد and ta'at. I mean abstention and obedience. To clear this point, I would like to refer a letter written to Hakeemul Ummat مولانا اشرف علی تھانوی رحمہ اللہ، وچ ڈیمانسٹریٹ دی نیڈ فار اے شیخ. دی لیٹر از، آئی ایم پریزنٹلی ان دورہ حدیث دی فائنل ایئر ان دی عالم کورس. فار کوائٹ اے وائل آئی ہیڈ intended to write, but certain aspects prevented me from doing so. I am voracious reader and lover of your writings, and have been engaged in reading your books since my childhood days. By the grace of Allah, I have benefited much more. I have learned one particular thing from your writings, that the commands of Shariat are all voluntary, means ikhtiyariya. Since the commands are ikhtiyariya, volitional, it follows that the commands to abstain are likewise volitional. Thus, the remedy of all spiritual ailments is to refrain volitionally. I have always adopted this method for myself. The question now is this: that this principle has been learnt from the mashayikh of tariqat, does the need still remain to refer the mashayikh and obtain remedies from them? I don't understand this. I have ruminated for quite a while regarding this matter. I trust that you will advise me so that I may practice accordingly. After realizing this general principle, what is the need for obtaining the diagnosis and prescriptions of a sheikh? I hope that if I err, I will be informed. This was the letter from an alim to Hakimul Ummat, Shaykh Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahimahullah Alayh. Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Rahimahullah replied that the commands and the prohibitions are all volitional. However, errors do happen in this regard. At times, what has already been acquired is considered as not having been attained yet, and sometimes vice versa. For example, a person intend to attain khushu, I mean concentration based on humility in the salat, and in reality he then attains khushu, but while having attained khushu, he simultaneously affected by an abundance of stray thoughts, mean wasawis. This person then regards the accident of such wasawis is contradictory and negatory of khushu. He thus considers that he has not attained khushu. In the initial stages of ibadat, wasawis are non-volitional, means ghair ikhtiyari. Coming of their own accord, however, later the musalli is diverted towards volitional ikhtiyari wasawis, and he is deceived into believing that such wasawis are yet from the kind of non-volitional kind of the initial stage. He thus considers himself to have khushu, while in actual fact khushu has been eliminated. At times, he considers what is not firm, غير راسخ, to be firm means راسخ. For example, in a few light mishaps, he considers himself to have attained the state of Raza bil Qaza, satisfied with what has been divinely decreed. His contentment in the face of some slight misfortunes leads him to believe that he has attained advanced capability in firmness and steadfastness. But if some great calamity overtakes him and he fails to be contented, then too he labors under the deception that he has attained the desired degree and goal of firmness. The consequence of regarding the attained as unattained is frustration and depression, which in turn induce one to become careless and neglectful. Thus, the attained becomes truly eliminated. The harm of opposite condition, I mean, considering the unattained as attained, is deprivation, since one labors under the false notion that one has already achieved the goal. One does not make any effort in this direction. The same danger lurks in considering infirmity as firm. One remains careless, not making any effort to arrangement to attain the desired goal of firmness and steadfastness. Sometimes one commits the error of believing that the state of rusukh has not been attained despite it having been attained. For example, one combated unlawful lust during a time when the effect of one's zikr was dominant. As a result, the condition of unlawful lust remained suppressed so much so that one's attention was totally diverted from it. Later, when the effect of zikr decreases and the natural propensities assert themselves even in a slight degree, one is misled to believe that one's mujahida, striving against the nafs, has gone wasted. Hence, the return of the evil propensities, the consequence of the feelings is that one loses hope and is overtaken by stagnation and retrogression. Hazrat Aqeem ul Ummat, Hazrat Thanvi Rahimahullah, further says that these are a few examples of errors and the resultant harm. A qualified Shaykh of Tariqat, by virtue of his insight and experience, discerns the reality, and if one is connected to such a Shaykh, he informs one of the errors and pitfalls. The murid is thus saved from these dangers. Assuming that the Salik, one who trod the path of Tasawwuf, because of the intelligence and correct understanding, discerns the pitfalls, then too he will not attain tranquility and peace of mind because of inexperience. He will remain perplexed, and perplexity impedes the attainment of the goal. This is the duty of the Shaykh's office. More than this is not his responsibility. Nevertheless, in kindness he performs an other function as well in realizing the goal or the initial stage of the goal, or eliminating an evil attribute. The searcher of the truth undergoes great stress and difficulty, although repeated subjection to such difficulty finally becomes transformed into ease. But the Shaykh sometimes, as a favor, devises such scheme that the difficulty disappears from the very inception. This is a brief exposition of understanding the need for a Shaykh. The need for a Shaykh is felt and understood once one commences in the path and systematically informs the Shaykh of one's particular conditions, and at the same time following the advice and instructions of the Shaykh. Furthermore, such total obedience is possible only if one has full trust and confidence in the Shaykh, fully submitting to him. At that time, one will actually feel and realize that it is not possible to attain the goal normally without a Shaykh Kamil. This was the reply of Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi. And in the light of this letter and its reply, it has been realized that to attain the goal of pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is easily attained with the companionship of a Shaykh Kamil. May Allah bless all of us with His bounty and grant us the islah of our nafs for just His pleasure only. وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين إلى يوم الدين آمین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.